Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's learn about fantasy farming. What in the heck is that? Well, it's been pretty good for Mercer County. They were involved in this competition down at the Learning Center in Monmouth. It's called the Monsanto Fantasy Farming Challenge, and the Mercer County FFA chapter won first place in the yield division. The FFA chapter president at Mercer County is Sheridan Hank. So I'll ask you, what in the world is fantasy farming, and how did the FFA chapter of Mercer County win that thing?
So Troy Kazire, who is a worker at the Monsanto Learning Center and Research Plant, which is now bought out by Bayer, came in February of 2018 and came and talked to the Mercer County Basic Ag Science class. And he went over the fantasy farming contest and how, like, growing corn and all the components along with that. And he explained a lot of the things about farming, and so then he told us all the components that we had to make decisions on, and so we had some big decisions to make, and all of our decisions turned out to be pretty successful for us.
All right, so let's get into some of those decisions. We're dealing about the various inputs when you plant the crop, what the hybrid is, side dressing, things of that nature. So tell us about some of those decisions.
Well, our first decision was what hybrid we wanted to use, and we went with the DKC64-87RIB, which was the number one hybrid for the 2017 growing season. And so that was our main decision we had to make. And then along with that, we decided to do 38,000 seeds per acre, which is kind of on the higher end of the average scale. We chose to put insecticide on, which was a good idea because the field was corn on corn. We decided to use nitrogen, 270 pounds, and which was also on the higher end. We wanted to side dress, and we decided to do 40% pre and 60% post. We did decide to put fungicide on, which was a good idea because it was kind of hot and wet at the end of the growing season. We decided to plant early, which ended up not being that early because of the weather. And we decided to do 30-inch row spacing, which is a pretty standard choice.
And that led to what type of yield? So it looks like you made some pretty good decisions, that's for sure.
Yes. We won the yield portion of the contest at a yield of 255.7.
Well, that's a good growing season for the Mercer County FFA chapter. And with that, the chapter gets $1,000. So those decisions were spot on, apparently. And just a little bit about why that money is so important for the chapter. And what did you learn in all this, you think?
Well, especially this being like a farming community and everything, I thought it was a really good eye-opener for some of the non-farm kids to realize how important those decisions are and how detrimental they can be. And it was really neat how we were able to go down and tour the Monsanto plant, which is now Bayer, and actually got to see our plot. So I thought that was really cool how they allowed us to come down and visit and tour that.
And just in terms of the chapter winning that $1,000, that's a pretty big deal too, isn't it?
Yes, it's a huge deal. That money will be put to tons of good use for scholarships or other activities that will allow us to do. And it was just a great deal how it all worked out.
And I know you're a kid that is involved in a family farming operation. I don't know, were any of those things, when you talk about some of those inputs, were any of those things kind of a learning experience for you? Or I guess, were you kind of a true pro at that kind of going in, that you understood most of that?
Yeah, I was aware of most of the decisions, but it was kind of nice how Troy, because I was able to break down and explain how each decision had an effect, so that I did learn some new things. So it was really beneficial for me, especially since now I can use some of this information when I make my planting decisions here in the spring.
Yeah, well, and I guess the other thing is, to back up, kind of the thumbnail is, you make the decisions, but the learning center, they plant the crop, they do those things that you mentioned, and then they harvest the crop, and that's the fantasy farming part of it,
yes,
where you sit back and await to see what the results are. I mean, as the kind of the summer wore on and the growing season wore on, did you think to yourself, I don't know if we made the right decision in all this, we're going to have to wait and see how it plays out? I guess, did you feel pretty good as the growing season went along?
I felt pretty confident. I all of us kids kind of agreed on our decisions back in February there when we had to make all of those. Our plot looked very good according to all the other schools down there, so we were all feeling pretty positive about it.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's awesome, and good to see Mercer County win the yield portion of that, because when I first heard fantasy farming, I'm like, you know, fantasy football, it's like there's a draft, and I would say, well, my first pick, I'll go ahead and pick Gage Hank, class 2016, Mercer County FFA. Of course, we're talking about your older brother, but this is a great recognition for the Mercer County FFA program, and you see a lot of those real-life ag experiences coming into play. Sheridan, nice going, and nice going to the kids with the FFA chapter that helped win this thing. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. We appreciate all that you do for the FFA.
All right, I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.